So the word that comes to my heart today as we celebrate your ordination to the Order of Deacon is gratitude. Gratitude, right? A powerful Christian feeling, virtue, attitude, gratitude. Gratitude for your parents and your family who have walked with you. Many of them join us here, and some of them join us through live streaming all the way from Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, so let's give them a wave wherever they are. Your parents who gave birth to you, nurtured you, walked with you, supported you. So the parents that are here, let's ask them to please stand and give them a round of applause. Moms and dads. Gratitude to all who have walked with you, forming you, ever since kindergarten, actually, because it's all part of a story, right? But most recently, your faculty, your teachers at St. Charles Seminary, your formators, your spiritual directors, which are present here, sitting right behind you. They've actually been having your back all this time. And now, symbolically, they still have your back. They're right there behind you. Give them all a round of applause. Father DeLacy, I have to thank you because you had kind of like a very direct contact with these guys as they were discerning their call to the diaconate today and, God willing, to the priesthood. So thank you for all your work as a director of vocations for the last 35 years. And know that you're all in our prayers as you assume this new role as a vicar for formation for youth and young adults in our archdiocese. Gratitude. Finally, I'd like to express gratitude to you now publicly. I did just a little while ago privately, but gratitude, because I said to them, you know, these guys could have chosen to do anything. They're pretty bright guys. They could have been in any other part of service to the world and professionally. But God had other plans. He had other plans, and somewhere along the line, he spoke to you deep, deep within your heart. You each have had different paths here. Some of those paths have been short. For some of you, actually, it's been pretty long. But in through all that path, the Lord has been speaking to you in your heart. But you also have a part of this day because you said yes. You said yes to the Lord. So in the name of all of us who are gathered here today that represent for you the church that has now called you, you know, that applause that you just got wasn't just because you're like great guys. It's the church saying to you, yes, and thank you. Thank you so much for your generosity of life. Now I'd like you to hear closely with your heart and mind through the words of the church as the church speaks to you about this moment and this order that you are about to receive. Beloved brothers and sisters, since these are sons who are your relatives and friends are now to be advanced to the order of deacons, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are to be raised. Strengthened by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they will help the bishop and his priest in the ministry of the word, of the altar, and of charity, showing themselves to be servants to all. As ministers of the altar, they will proclaim the gospel, prepare the sacrifice, and distribute the Lord's body and blood to the faithful. Furthermore, it will be their duty, at the bishop's direction, to exhort believers and unbelievers alike, and to instruct them in holy doctrine. They will preside over public prayer, administer baptism, assist at and bless marriages, bring viaticum to the dying, and conduct funeral rites. Consecrated by the laying on of hands that comes down to us from the apostles, and bound more closely to the service of the altar, they will perform works of charity in the name of the bishop or the pastor. With the help of God, they are to go about all these duties in such a way that you will recognize them as disciples of him who came not to be served, but to serve. Now, dear sons, you are to be raised to the order of the diaconate. The Lord has set an example that just as he himself has done, you also should do. As deacons, that is, as ministers of Jesus Christ, who came among his disciples as one who served, do the will of God from the heart. Serve people in love and joy as you would the Lord. Since no one can serve two masters, look upon all defilement and avarice as serving false gods. Since by your own free choice you present yourselves for the order of the diaconate, you should be men of good reputation, filled with wisdom and the Holy Spirit, as were those once chosen by the apostles for the ministry of charity. You will exercise your ministry committed to the celibate state. Know that celibacy is both a sign of pastoral charity and an inspiration to it, as well as the source of spiritual fruitfulness in the world. Compelled by the sincere love of Christ the Lord and living this state with total dedication, you will cling to Christ more easily with an undivided heart. You will free yourselves more completely for the service of God and man, and minister more effectively in the work of spiritual rebirth. Firmly rooted and grounded in faith, you are to show yourselves chaste and beyond reproach before God and man, as is proper for the ministers of Christ and of the stewards of God's mysteries. Never allow yourselves to be turned away from the hope offered from the gospel. No, you are not only hearers of this gospel, but also its ministers. Hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience. Express by your actions the word of God, which your lips proclaim, so that the Christian people brought to life by the Spirit may be a pure offering accepted to God. Then on the last day, when you go out to meet the Lord, you will be able to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord."